Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Osiris.
Leslie Mack here. Welcome to another episode of Goose Chicks Podcast, an all-women-led show focused mostly on the band Goose and the community that surrounds them, plus all genres of live music. If you hadn't heard, we're going on fall tour. Well, couch tour, that is. Today's episode was recorded during set break at Goose's fall tour opener in Boston with special guest Cam Hurt, host of the Osiris podcast Best Show Ever. Since I was actually at the show in Boston, Chelsea took over the hosting duties for the night, so I'll throw it over to her right now.
Hey folks, I'm Cam Hurt. You might know me from posting videos online about jaded fish vets or chompers, but I've got a brand new podcast coming out this fall on Osiris Media that I'm super excited about. It's called Best Show Ever. I'm going to be interviewing people about the best concerts they ever saw in their life, and I've got a really great first season of guests lined up for you. We've got some of Osiris's most beloved hosts. We've got some of your favorite musicians from the jam band scene. I'm also going to be interviewing people who are close to me and that I go to concerts with. And the conversations range from the best show ever, the worst show you ever saw, the first show you ever saw. We'll be mentioning honorable mentions, of course. A lot of really great episodes that'll be dropping starting September 5th. Right after the Dicks run, I'll be releasing the first two episodes of Best Show Ever and be releasing two episodes at a time after that for a while. Stay tuned, follow Best Show Ever on Instagram and Twitter. Definitely look out for these episodes coming out on Osiris Media. But until next time, guys, have a great show.
All right, so that first set, we're here with Cam Hurt from the new Osiris podcast, Best Show Ever. And we just finished the first set of the Boston tour opener with Goose. And we all just kind of said, wow, when that was over. So let's just talk about set one. Were there any surprises that came up during that set? Cam, what do you think?
I think I was surprised with how hard they jammed out Drive to start the show.
Mm.
It wasn't any of the songs themselves, but I was like, wow, they're really jamming this out. We're warmed up. We're ready to go.
Yeah, they came out blazing. It was just like right into a solid jam. I was actually kind of surprised they played Butterflies because I was not.
Oh, yeah.
They don't play that song often. And for some reason today, I've just been seeing so many Butterflies. And I was like, really?
Stop.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Butterflies, like this is wild. So just weird synchronicities with that too.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I like, you know, that we were finding out about Getty and the talking with Getty's dad and just like how between each like break that, that Getty will go and do more experimentations and like, you know, getting his lighting rig, you know, just learning from different people. And I was just sitting here just looking at the lighting rig and how, you know, last season the lights were more kind of like lined up straight and now they're kind of all like or would it be like X's across each other? The lights are really sick tonight. So you can see the difference in that and just like Trevor jamming out, like, you know, everyone, it's awesome them coming out in this like a heater, you know, just coming up first one of the season. I think everyone's ready for them to be back. I think that we're all ready for them to be back. And it seems like that they're ready to be back too.
Yeah, for sure. That's how I felt kind of the whole thing is I was like, they just look like they're having fun. Like they were like, yeah, we're back at it. Like, let's just do it. That's probably why they just jammed out the first song. Cause they're just like,
did anyone see that Peter's hair is way longer too? This, like, it actually was like when he was like twisting it back and forth and stuff, you could see it just like rocking out. And I was like, oh, Peter didn't get a haircut. I like that. Rock it out, Peter.
So many people were saying that in the chat during the show, like every time. And he was getting into it too with like his like,
yeah,
back and forth.
He was. That was awesome. And Jason at the end was, he was like, he said, you know, Ben, you can see all their faces at the end, like Rick shaking his hand and Ben going, you know, and just and Jason goes, yeah, that's not how Bruce McGee is. You're back with Goose. back with Goose.
What did you think was the best jam?
Oh, I mean, that last one was the funk. Like, it was just funky. Like, it had, like, all the kids in the house, like, coming in the room and being like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, it's the funk when even the kids here in their room and stuff, and they're, like, walking around being like, this is sick.
That's funny.
They're right. It was sick. I love when they get funky like that. I also love the Time to Flee jam. I feel like they really jammed that out. It was really awesome.
Was that the one that got all like Caribbean Island vibes? Was that?
Yeah, and that might have been, I don't know if it was that jam or the jam before it, but like whenever Rick was like getting down on his little loot box or whatever,
and that was
like
during Butterfly. Scary,
dark
guitar noises. I was like, hell yeah.
Dark butterflies. Yeah, that's awesome.
That was really cool. I was like, it was like Dripfield vibes almost that he was sampling in there.
Definitely.
Really cool. Who is on fire tonight? Who did we think was jamming the most?
I gotta say, there was a point where Peter was like going nuts on the keys and his head was shaking back to forth or back and forth with his hair. And then it pans to Ben. And like literally in my head, I'm like, Ben is thinking, damn, you're just like, question it right now. But you could tell that's what Ben was thinking. So I gotta give this one to Peter, man, because even Ben was like, bro, you're awesome
now. Are you just saying that Ben was envious of the hair? Because I mean
that's what I was
No, I'm on good authority. I happen to know that Ben really enjoys being a bald-headed person. He and one of my really good friends had a moment because of the bald connection.
They touched bald heads, did they?
They touched bald heads.
Wow, that's powerful.
That was awesome. A powerful night. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Any hopes for set two?
Honestly, like you're talking, I'm always down for a miss, but Chelsea, surprise, I'm gonna be in Detroit this weekend, last minute, just decided before the show.
Yes.
So I'm almost kind of wanting them to hold a mist until Saturday.
There you go. That's not a bad hope either.
Yeah, you're gonna be at the Saturday show, right?
No, I'm not, but I just decided today I'm gonna do Milwaukee on Sunday.
Nice.
Sunday. So
yeah.
My little brother Kyle will be at the Milwaukee show. So he's stoked. He can't wait.
Oh my gosh, so fun. I love that.
Yeah. He's trying to bring my parents and they're like not in on it. And we're like, what are you doing? Let's go.
I just brought my parents to the Madison show in Madison in April, and they had a good time. But it was
cute. Such a good
Midwest
show.
Midwest vibes are so good. Like, that's a place you want to bring parents is to a Midwest show. I'm just saying. Yes. I'm not biased because I'm not a Midwest person or anything. But
no. Yeah. Chelsea, I was saying that the other day. I was like, Midwesterns are so chill. Like, it's like everyone in the Midwest, they're just so chill and just so like calm. And I was like, I love
Midwesterners. It's good vibes.
It's good vibes. We love the drink. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Wisconsin beer. It's
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You all know. Okay. So let's talk to Cam a little bit about his new show that we're really excited about. A podcast on Osiris Network called Best Show Ever. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea and what it's all about.
Well, Best Show Ever, first of all, that's just like, I feel like you learn a lot about a person when, like, if you're making small talk with a random person you've never met or something like that, if you ask them what the best concert they ever saw is, like, that's a guaranteed story for sure. But I just brought up Kyle. Him and I see a lot of shows together, a lot of fish shows together. And, you know, we'll be sitting around people who aren't our age, people who are older than us, and they see us getting down to the songs that they know and stuff. And so it always happens like this at set break. You know, someone's like, hey, how long you guys been listening to Fish? And then, you know, we'll start talking to them. And we love hearing stories from the 90s or stories of someone saw the Dead or stories if someone saw Prince or, you know, Pearl Jam or like whatever. We love hearing those stories because it's always a good one. And yeah. So I think it was like right after the Berkeley run, I got to do Helping Friendly podcast with those guys. And I was like, I would love to talk about concerts on a podcast. It's a good time, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, that's true though. It's like, that is one of the first things when you meet other fans or that you're talking about is like this show, even if it's not best show ever, but like, you know, this show that was memorable or first time I saw them or whatever it is. So that's really cool. And you recently had Jeff Arevalo of Goose and Arevalo on the show. And we do have a little clip I wanted to play so people get an idea. Hopefully I can share my screen. So just give me one sec. So people can, here we go, get an idea of what the show is about, and hopefully
the episode.
The oh my god,
episode! I love that.
Okay, let's see. This is gonna work. Oh man! Oh, is it working?
Yes, yeah. It's there now.
Yeah.
You've ever seen.
Can you hear it?
And so I like to do honorable mentions on here too. Do you have some shows that you would be remiss that you wouldn't bring up? Some like honorable mention best shows?
So there's so many sort of like criteria, I think, on what makes a best show. Like, was it the band? Was it the lights? Was it the singer? Did they play your favorite song? Were you with good company? Did you have good drugs? Like,
yes.
Was it your anniversary? Like, there's so many things. So it's really hard. But last year, you know, I think I already said this online or whatever, but like, it was great to see Weezer. They crushed. So much respect for those guys. I mean, they're just throwing it down. They are just a really good band.
I've seen them has been one of the best shows I've ever seen. And the first time I ever saw them is within my top three for sure. Best shows. I mean, I love Weezer. Yeah.
They just next level. Rivers. Holy cow. Blew me away. Seeing the Peppers, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Dude,
got to see them twice at ACL last year. Man. Holy, I mean, just like Chad and Flea, just fucking, it was like the loudest, most beautiful bass I've ever heard. It was incredible. Those guys, getting to see Tool. I mean, that kind of blew my mind at Bonnaroo. And one more, I mean, seeing back to my first show, seeing Alison Krauss with Robert Plant again. This is the second time I've seen him. And it's just, I love.
All right. We don't want to give too much away because the whole point of the show is who's their best show ever. So, but that was a little taste of kind of what they talk about and a clip from Jeff. So Cam, do you know in advance what people are going to say is their best show, or are you going into it cold like everyone else?
I am going into it cold. There's a couple people who reached out and told me in advance because they wanted to like make sure that was okay. And I was like, of course it's okay. It's your best show ever. Like you can do whatever you want. For almost all of them, I didn't know. And like Leslie shocked me with hers. And I really wish I would have been prepared because I have like 10,000 more questions for her and I am not going to spoil it. I'm going to not spoil it. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. That was so much teasing. I'm so excited now.
Yeah, so shout out to everyone else. Leslie, our co-host, who is not here because she's in Boston, is also on an episode of Cam's podcast and shares her best show ever. So make sure you check that out.
I thought that Jeff's answer was like so good. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you, Jeb, for telling the truth on that one.
And it can depend on so many things of like, you know, if something special was happening or what was going on in your life in that moment. I think that's true of all music experiences. So
yeah,
really cool. So Cam, who was the most challenging to interview?
So none of the interviews themselves were like challenging. I feel like people were like very ready to go with their stories and like, you know, wanted to make sure they were nailing all of the good parts and everything. So the interviews themselves were great. It was like, you know, I've never produced a podcast. And so stuff like, you know, making sure the Wi-Fi is good, making sure my audio is all checking out. And like for instance, in Jeff's episode, my Wi-Fi goes out like 3 times during that conversation. So I'm like sweating bullets. I've never met Jeff. I don't ever talk to him. And he's like, you know, being patient, but like after the second time, he's kind of like, is everything okay? You know, so like that stuff was stressful, but the conversations themselves were like very easy and fun. So
Cam, I can't wait to hang out with you. You seem like so much fun. And also, like, I'm just going to go ahead and have to say, like, I got to be on that show. Everyone Dude. Always loves to tell their favorite concert story, you know? And so I have, like, I'm going to have to just be on your show, like, once a year and stuff for my yearly favorite.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's my thing. I would never want to be on that because of all the things Jeb was saying, like, there's so many things that make a particular show special. How could I talk about just one?
Yeah. Well, we do an honorable mention section. That's why I was like, do you have any that you know, would be remiss that you couldn't bring up? And I cap people at 5, and even that's hard. So
yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, that is so exciting. Like, I'm super excited for you and so pumped for you. And thank you. Like, great freaking idea, like, you know, hearing about people's favorite shows, because just like you said, that is the best part of, you know, of set break and stuff. If, you know, if you don't know who's around you, the best way to start talking is, well, hey, what's your favorite show? What's your favorite song? And then by the end of the show, at the end of the night, your best friends, you know, you're like, yeah. And you've ended up seeing this person at another show, and you know, and it comes back, and the beginning, like Chelsea, Hannah, Leslie, and I had been to so many shows that we were at the same shows, but we hadn't met, but then we had but that just brings up all this conversation and all this, you know, Jamley unification is what, you know, the love, the Jamley unification, it brings it together.
That's a good point, Lex, of like, that's how we first connected too, is we were like at this show and blah, blah, blah. So, so we talked about Leslie's going to be on the show, Jeff Arevalo. Yep. What other guests do you have for the season one?
Some pretty cool ones. So this coming week, we'll have Aaron from No Simple Road. And he tells stories about seeing the dead in the 80s. And that's awesome. And then we'll have Sam Grisman, son of David Grisman, who played with Jerry, famous dog musician. And Sam is like my age and carrying on that tradition, and talks about, you know, music from the perspective of like someone who had musician parents. You know, he was like around musicians as people, not just, you know, jam gods. And so, and then the grand finale is Tom Marshall, which is like, that's from Fish. Ooh, and I'm like stoked on that. Yeah. That's a cool one. So.
That's awesome. That's super exciting. I'm so excited to listen to him. Like, you've got me all pumped for this.
Perfect.
Before they come back, because I don't know when they're supposed to be coming back according to the schedule. Tell everyone where they can follow you and how they can support the show and all that.
So you can follow me. I'm Mr. Cam on Instagram. And then on Instagram, I'm Best Show Ever. You can subscribe on YouTube. It's Best Show Ever. And follow on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we release the episodes every Tuesday. So look out for those on Tuesday mornings.
Nice. I'm excited. Yes. Nice way to get, like, you know, get over your Monday blues and get the week. Yes. Yeah. Tuesday. Thank you, Cam. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for having me on Goose Chicks. I'm like, I feel so lucky to be on the first of the tour. I mean, come on.
Oh yeah, the house tour. It's been amazing. Like, this is so fun too, having everyone on here live experiencing it together, separate but together. And that's been really great. And thank you so much for joining us, Cam. It seems like they're not back yet. So quick, I have one more, just quick before they come back on. Do you have a favorite piece of Goose related trivia or anything fun Goose you want to share?
I think the kind of like the history that happened with that SPAC show this summer, I thought was really cool. Like how they literally 10 years to the day before Great Blue was playing in the parking lot and Peter's band Great Blue, and then Vasudo played an after show at that show. And so like they're all at that show at SPAC, like 10 years to the day earlier seeing Fish, and then they, you know, pack out SPAC this summer. And like when they take the stage at that show, it's like still gives me goosebumps every time I watch that video. So I like thinking about like seeing a show on the lawn and then being behind your piano on the stage is like the coolest story ever to me.
That is so cool.
At the SPAC show, I remember I was telling Jason, like, I don't know if you were in the parking lot, Cam, like before, but we had gone down to Wisteria Lane to see some friends, and I heard something playing. I'm like, it was my daughter, Ara's, my youngest, her first show. And I was like, listen, it's like, they're doing sound check. And everyone around me was like, no, they're not. This is like an EDM song. No, they're not. And then when that new song came out and they recorded it at SPAC, I was like, y'all, I told you that was Goose. And that was them recording the song. And I was like, that's so, you know, just like such a, so for all the people, like to make it even more memorable, like that SPAC show was just so memorable. It was insane. You know, like you said, 10 years to the day, all the guys being there. And then later we all get a surprise that they had recorded an amazing song, you know, a collaboration. And then if you're out there like getting to hear it and stuff, so it was just super cool. That was a super duper cool show. I'm sad I didn't see you there, Cam.
I was not there. I was out here in LA and watching the couch tour. I just thought that was such a cool moment. And yeah, to cap it off with like that recording on the stage too. Everyone, listen to Alexius. If she says that if Goose is playing, she's right. Okay.
Oh my gosh, and that song I'm also obsessed with right now, All I Need, Reimagined, the LBGOP, I think I'm saying that right, song, so amazing.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Cam, so much for being here. Feel free to hang out. During the first set, we were just kind of chatting in the chat and all just like dancing. It was kind of fun. So we're going to do that again for the second set, and then we could chat a little bit if we want afterwards. So thanks again, Cam, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon. And everyone tune in to Best Show Ever.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been so fun.
Thanks, Cam.
you.
Well, that was really fun, and I cannot wait for my episode of Best Show Ever to drop on October 10th. I really did shock Cam, and we had a great time talking about all kinds of shows that I've been to. You can still join us on Couch Tour. We'll be gathering online for both Red Rock shows, including a special guest, Kyle French, from W10 Goose Radio. And you can RSVP for that at goosechickspod.com/couchtour. Speaking of W10, our Top of the Flock collaboration is in full flight, with songs becoming certified almost every day. 17 Goose songs are now officially Top of the Flock certified, meaning you'll be able to vote for your favorite 2023 version early next year. Be sure to tune in to W10 Radio for all things Top of the Flock, or visit goosechickspod.com/topoftheflock to see what's already made the cut. Goose Chicks Podcast is produced by Leslie Mack, that's me, with support from sound engineer Matt Dwyer, co-host Alexius Lipo, and contributors Chelsea Long and Hannah Liebreich. Special thanks to our sponsors, Ben & Jerry's and Sunset Lake CBD, for their support. We are a proud member of the Osiris Media family. You can check us out on socials at Goose Chicks Pod everywhere. Remember to be kind to each other out there and keep it tight. We'll see you next time.
Osiris.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work. But we talk about decidedly not so grown-up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life. And then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.